Psalm 146, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing.
Praise is an interesting word, isn't it? I think we all get the idea. It involves an aspect of celebration. Woo, kids, woo! Clapping, yes, we get clapping in praise. You yell, you shout in happiness. But do we find ourselves praising God as long as we live, like the slide was saying? Nope, not that one. There you go. Do we find ourselves praising the Lord? Praising the Lord, my soul. I think praise is something we do naturally. If you say to somebody praise, you start clapping, don't you? You start cheering. We had somebody reaching for the flags this morning. They want to praise. But there are different aspects, types of praise in our life. What kind of things do we praise? Shall I wait for you guys? What kind of things do we... I'll tell you what. Do you know what? If you're not coming to me...
Celebrities.
Are we on? So we praise celebrities. What kind of things do we praise?
Football.
I've got that one. Hang on. Hey. Yes. What other kind of things do we praise?
Cricket.
Sports. We like sports.
God.
Oh, spot the vicar's child.
Good behaviour.
Anything else? Chris, hello, welcome back, you two.
Thanks. Fame.
Fame, we celebrate fame.
Not being woken up at 8:30 by a drum kit.
Armed forces, oh. So we celebrate lots and lots of things. I'm going to run back this way. It's a long way today. So we praise lots of things. There's many things around us. We praise football, as was said. We praise people who do things for us, don't we? We praise the armed services. We praise firefighters because of what they do selflessly. Our football teams and our sports teams, we want them to win, don't we? We celebrate them and urge them on. We should celebrate and urge on our children. Children, do you get praised when you do well in a test? If you don't tell me or Nick, we'll deal with that. We praise people for what they do. Our favourite team, our favourite celebrity, someone's success. But should that be true of God? Should we praise God for what he does? Should we praise just for what he does? Or should we praise him for something more? When we speak of God, this is going out to you guys. You have to talk to one another. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Oh, children, I want to hear your voices in this. When we speak of God, what kind of language do we use? If you are praying, if you are praising our Father in heaven, for example, you say, our Father. What kind of language do you use to address God? So, how did you get on with that one? How many people had Father? Yeah, so lots of people. We'll do this very quickly because we haven't got a lot of time. Go on then, give me some names.
Godfather.
God and Father.
Love.
Oh, a loving God. Interesting.
Father.
Our Father.
Our Father as well. I'm detecting a theme coming out. If I give you the answers, you repeat them.
Saviour.
Heavenly Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father. Anyone else?
Creator,
there we go, from the youngest voices. In the Old Testament, a lot of the names we have for God are about what God will do for us. You see those? The Lord is my banner, the Lord heals, the Lord is there, the Lord of the righteous. It goes on. Lord Almighty, Most High God, Lord Master. Sovereign Lord, God of love and Father, the ones we kind of just heard. In those names, a lot relates to what God can do for us as humans. Our psalmist specifically doesn't use that language. Did you notice? He said, praise the Lord. He didn't go into any the healer, the redeemer, the sustainer kind of language. He is praising God alone with no frills, no expectations. In this slide, many will have seen this over the years, we have the Acts prayer. Have you seen that before? Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. The idea of adoring, saying what we've done wrong, giving thanks, and then asking for something. But do you notice that adoration, praise, is separate from thanksgiving? It is separate from our asking. See, the problem is that praise, thanksgiving, and asking are separate, but they can drift into one. And when we are praising and asking, are praising for what he has done. When we are praising God and we are asking him to do something, we're not praising him. We're praising what he can do for us, what we want him to do for us. How often do we pray, Lord, I praise you for doing this for me. Lord, you are wonderful because you have given me this. Lord, I give you thanks because. We tried it yesterday morning, didn't we, Yvonne? Everybody, we said, praise the Lord, and we just drift into, we give you thanks for. But if he isn't obviously doing anything, if our prayers are all about what he is doing, when he isn't obviously doing something, or we don't need anything, then we don't have anything to praise for, do we? And we don't praise. It's the same with a football team. How many football fans do we have in? Quite a few. Football analogy should work then. When our team is winning, we praise hard, don't we? We're in there, the manager is amazing, the team are on form. But when we're losing and facing relegation, they're rubbish, aren't they? The manager doesn't know what he's doing. The hero of yesterday is now the villain of today. But when they're not playing over the summer, no one praises them at all, do you? You barely even mention football over the summer. It's like they don't exist. We get distracted by other things and we don't think about them until something pops up in the news or the new season starts. Our mobile phones at the moment mean that we no longer can just sit and be. We no longer need to even talk to each other in our homes. We can just sit on our phones and not see what is happening around us. We have places to be, people to talk to. We can be entertained at every possible moment of our lives, and our praise becomes smaller because we see God less, because we're distracted. See, our praise of God can't be like supporting our local team. It's not about the good things we can see, it's about who God is and what he can do. Praising God is about praising who he is. If I was to show you this lady, who knows who that is? Shout. The Queen. We do it with the Queen intuitively, don't we? When we praise her for who she is and the greater impact she has in our lives, we don't expect anything from her at all. You can't walk up to the Queen and say, Queen, give me a fiver. It's not going to work. You can't walk up to the Queen and say, can I have a house for the night? It's not going to work. People just celebrate being in her presence when they see her. They just celebrate as she comes past. But our reading today warns us our queen will die, teams will fail, pop stars disappear, celebrities fall from grace. In those we can place no trust. Verse 4 says, do not place your trust in princes. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Our plans cannot lie in what we get in the world. We have to trust something else. Our praise lies in reaching out to God. But perhaps the question as I leave the first talk is, are we looking for ways to praise God? Or are we being distracted? And if so, by what in our lives? Can we see God in the small things as well as the big? Or are we not looking at all? Go on, coming down the front now. The praise team. Why should we praise? And is praise a gift or a task?
We just do it naturally.
We do praise naturally. Brilliant. Anyone else? Why do we praise? Oh, it's a tough crowd today. I'm going to pick on people. Don't you mind that?
We should praise him for it.
Did you get that? He's done so many amazing things, we should praise him. Who's your dad? Come on then, guys. Anyone else?
We should praise God because he made us to praise him.
Yep. Is it a gift or a task?
It's both.
Is there a danger? Oh, didn't think that. Anyone else? Oh, arms waving.
My answer to why should we praise is why not, and is to praise a gift or a task, in my opinion. It certainly is a praise.
Yep. Brilliant. Anyone else? Oh, I've got one over here and then I'll come back that way.
The love of each other.
The love of God? I'm not getting in there, I don't think. Right, guys, this is going to get really personal really quickly.
For forgiveness.
Yep, brilliant. Don't tell Helen and Safety run across the pews.
In terms of, is it a task? Sometimes it is a task.
Yes.
Like sometimes you have to work. You wake up, the 100-kilo duvet comes off, and you're like, it's really hard.
Yep. So it can be a task. So tasks can be good because they get stuff done, can't they? I'm running back. So, our reading today showed us these ideas of why we should praise. Some are for who he is. Some are for what he does. And this is written by King David, we think. You see those? We praise God. He is the maker, faithful forever. He upholds. He gives food to the hungry, sets prisoners free, sight to the blind. He lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous, watches over the foreigner, sustains the fatherless, frustrates the ways of the wicked. I love that one. And reigns forever. So, if a king is writing this, how many of you think King David was in prison when he wrote it? Anyone? No. How many of you think King David was hungry when he wrote it? No. How many of you think he was blind when he wrote it? Oh, we got one. Near enough, none of these things that David listed that God could do would help him in the slightest. And he still praised God for them. He even tells people not to praise him. Don't praise princes. He's telling people not to praise him, but to look to God. His praise of God is bigger than his needs and desires. It encompasses what God is doing in all of the world for all of his people, for you and for me. This isn't about giving thanks. It's about God, you're amazing. And he does all of this all the time. We just don't see it in our lives. How many of us like to receive a gift? Okay, if your hands aren't up, you're lying. I mean, come on. We all like to receive a gift, don't we? We all like to receive a present. How does it make us feel? Happy, excited, loved. How many people feel loved when they get a present? Yeah. Somebody's remembered me. How many of us like doing jobs? Okay, let me give you some jobs. How many kids with your hands in the air, parents, watch. Who's going to go home and do the washing up? Right, hold them to that, I want to know. Who's going to go home and do the ironing? And they're going, yes, we get to do the ironing when we go home. How many people go, yes, I've got to brush my teeth before I go to bed? I mean, we know these things need to be done. We know it's good for us. But it's not always a lot of fun to do tasks, is it? Those things that are just, we've got to get done. How many of us are going to celebrate having homework to do too? I'm trying to get the kids to put their hands down. This is really you are. Talk to my children, please. Do you see the problem with tasks? They get things done. They're functional. They get you from A to B. But we don't always feel good about them. We don't praise them. We just do them. We skip adoration because we don't know what to do with it. We don't see it as a gift. And when you give a gift back, how does that make the person feel? Sad, unloved, unwanted. David sees each of these things from God as a gift. And in that, he can celebrate and praise. We need to capture that feeling. That praise is a gift we receive every day. God, you created, you heal, you feed, you freed. You love me. You love me. That's massive. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, I don't know what will. Verse 5 tells us, blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. God's blessings lie in praise. Praise of him. And that should feel great when we do it. We might not see what God is doing. We can't see him feeding all of the hungry people or setting the prisoners free. We might miss it because we're not looking. But that is no less cause to praise because God has given us the amazing gift of the ability to praise him. That is how each one of us is uniquely created to worship him. It is an amazing gift we have received.